to The Waiting Room Unlocked, the raw, real, and unfiltered podcast where we unlock the truth behind incarceration, second chances, and the untold stories of those impacted by the prison system. I'm your host, Ashley Culpepper, and in every episode, we dive into deep stories of resilience, redemption, and the power of transformation. And I gotta ask you, are you ready to unlock the truth? I know you are. Now listen, I'm going to take some time to reflect on my birthday. Y'all, I just celebrated my 36th birthday on yesterday. Now, I don't know about you guys, but birthdays for me always make me reflect. It's a time of reflection. Some days it feels like just yesterday I was that broken teen trying to figure out, you know, everything about life. And then there's other days where it feels like I've been through a lifetime of struggles and victories. But here's the thing. This birthday just feels totally different. Every year I get a little bit more thankful for lessons that life has handed me. And honestly, I didn't think I'll get here. At 16, I didn't think I was going to make it to the age of 18. I was out there in the streets feeling lost, abandoned, like I was just another statistic. So turning 36 feels like victory. I didn't have an easy start in life, but if you heard my story, you know that I went through trauma, abuse, addiction, but I always went through healing, growth, and resilience as well. I had to rebuild my whole entire life. And now I want to talk to you about the lessons that I learned along the way in the moments that have shaped me into the woman that I am today. I'm hoping that sharing this with you will help you feel a little less alone in whatever you're going through right now. So to go over the 5 lessons that I learned, unfortunately, the hard way. Number one, I just want to just be real with you. These lessons took me years to learn. And to be honest, some of them still hit me hard today. But that's life, right? I mean, you learn, you grow, and then ultimately you move forward. So back to number one, your past does not define who you are. I spent way too many years carrying the weight of the past. All of my past mistakes, if you asked me at the age of 16 who I was, I would probably have told you someone who was broken, misunderstood, and of course, hopeless. The things that happened to me growing up, the trauma that I endured, I wore it like it was a badge of honor because I let it define me. And when I looked in the mirror, all I saw was my past. I didn't see my potential. But then one day, something just clicked. I realized that my story doesn't have to be my prison. And let me tell you, if you're listening today and you feel like your past has had a hold on you, I need you to hear this. You are not what has happened to you. Your history is a part of your story, but it doesn't get to control your future, well, unless you let it. So I decided to stop letting my past define who I was. I started making new choices, better choices, choosing to rewrite my story just one day at a time. And if I can do that, guess who else can do it? You got it. You can too. Now, number two, not everyone can go where you're going. And that will be a hard pill to swallow. Some of y'all know exactly what I mean by this. There's a point in your journey when you realize that not everyone who started with you will finish with you. Had people in my life who were toxic, they were draining, they were holding me back, or they just were complacent in their lives. But I kept trying to keep them around because I thought they were supposed to be there. Then I had to come to the hard realization that not everyone is meant to walk with you in your future. Some people are just there for a season. And you know what? That is okay. But you can't keep dragging people who don't want to grow, who don't want to see you succeed. It doesn't mean that you don't love them, but it means that you're protecting your peace, your future. And for me, this was a major shift. I had to let go of some people and it was painful. But when I did, I found myself walking into a new season with people who were ready to rise up with me. So number three, healing is ugly before it gets beautiful, okay? Here is the big one. Healing is messy. I'm not talking about the shiny Instagram version of healing. I'm talking about the real, raw, unfiltered healing that happens when you face the pain head on. It's not pretty. It's not quick. And for me, it actually took years of self-reflection, prayer, therapy, and facing things that I did not want to face. So when I got married, I still was dealing with the trauma of my past. And it wasn't just going to magically disappear. It was like peeling back layers of hurt and brokenness, each layer leading to deeper pain before I could find peace. But through the mess, I just kept going. And that's what I want you to know. Healing is a process. But on the other side, you will find your peace. It's worth it. I promise you, you'll come out stronger than you ever imagined. So now let's get to number four. Love is not just about feelings. Love is about purpose. You heard me right. We've all been there, right? That honeymoon phase where everything seems so perfect, like love is going to save you. But love isn't just about those warm feelings you get when you look at someone. It's about the purpose. It's about two people coming together and supporting each other through every single storm. So when I met my husband, Tashad, I thought I was just meeting, you know, a guy who would just be another chapter in my life. But he showed me what love really looked like. It's not just butterflies, unicorns, and rainbows, but it's choosing each other every single day. And when things are tough, you got to stick in there. Love is a commitment, not just an emotion. It's about lifting each other up, even when you feel like you can't lift yourself up. And that's the kind of love we should always be seeking. And last, number five, God's plan is so much bigger than our plan. If you asked me years ago where I would be at age 36, I probably would have never guessed this exact life. Honestly, I would have told you I'd probably be stuck somewhere, maybe in a bad relationship, still trying to figure out my purpose. But God had a different plan, and I'm so excited for myself for that. His plan was bigger than my own. He saw things in me that I just could not see. And surrendering to him, that was the hardest but most freeing thing I could have done. When I stopped trying to control everything and trusted his plan, that's when everything started to come together. You know, sometimes we think we have to figure it all out. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. But trust me, when you give it over to him, he will take you places you could never imagine, okay? So I'm sitting here thinking, if I had an opportunity to talk to my younger self. So let me just take a moment to just get personal. If I could talk to my younger self, what would I actually say? Well, the first thing that I would say is, Ashley, stop believing the lies. Stop believing that because you made mistakes, you were damaged. I would have told her you were worthy of love, of peace, and joy. I would also say, Ashley, you don't have to figure everything out right now in this moment. It's okay to take it one step at a time. Stop rushing through life. And lastly, I would tell myself, it's okay to heal. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. And healing takes time. So I know all of you are wondering, what is happening next? What's next for me at 36? So right now, I couldn't be more focused than I am right now. I'm determined to keep growing, keep learning, and keep pushing forward. That means more books, more workshops, more opportunities to help girls, teen moms, single mothers, and lastly, prison wives to help find their voices and become first-time authors. I'm so excited to help them unlock their personal stories because that's a part of healing too. I'm going to be involved in more speaking engagements. I want to be in spaces where I can share my journey and help others transform their pain into purpose and show the power of second chances. And some of us have never had that second chance. And more work to help you unlock your own story, whether it's writing, coaching, or just having real conversations like this. I am here for it all. This next chapter of my life is about creating, building, and empowering others to rise, okay? So now I want to hear from you. I want to ask you a question. What's one lesson you learned that you wish you could share with your younger self? I want you guys to drop it in my DM. Leave me a comment. Send me a message. Let me know. Let's have a conversation. I want to hear how you're unlocking your truth and what you have learned on your journey. Now, I know your journey may not have been easy, but I'm sure you have learned a lot along the way. So until next time, make sure that you keep believing in second chances, keep pushing forward, and never stop unlocking the truth. This is the waiting room unlocked. The door is open. Are you ready to unlock the truth?